Blog Talk Radio.
I
Okay. Well, we're here again on a Wednesday evening where my guest is Chris Garcia with me once again. Chris joins us on Wednesdays and Fridays every week wherever possible. I've caught you a bit low this evening, maybe at the start of the show. So we'll see how that builds up as the show goes on. Hence the music this evening and why we came in with the music this evening. It's because the call queue is kind of low. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Okay. Let's say hello to Chris then.
Hi, Ken.
How are you, Chris?
I'm doing
a good
fine,
week?
Sir. I'm just, yes, I'm doing real good. Just as busy as always. And just, you know, helping people and just guiding them and just inspiring them. As a matter of fact, on my other phone, I'm doing a live, so I told them if they want to call in to do get a reading or just to give a shout out. So I have it live on my other phone, not on the phone that we're on, but on a different Facebook. So I'm giving shout outs to them so we can get more people, because you never know when you bring more people to the table, you know, it's going to spread out more, and the word of mouth is the best thing. And, you know, just love what I do and helping people. It really kind of touches my heart that, you know, I can give people closure and some kind of peace of mind. So I'm just letting you know right now, Ken, maybe the call queue's kind of not that many, but I just hope people decided to call in. I just want to say thank you for supporting me and the network. So much love to everyone out there.
Wonderful. Okay. Oh, number two disappears. Oh, they're back there. No. That's a different person. Okay. So we've lost line two. We've been joined by line four, replacing them. Okay. Right. Let's say hello to Veronica then.
Oh, hi, Chris. How you doing? I mean, you said, sorry. Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm doing great and just having a good time and just doing what I got to do. So how can I help you today?
Yes. Good question for you. So at work, there's this lady by the name of starts with the letter A. She's short, Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say nothing to her. I respect her. But her way of getting in there was all broken policy. And it's people already have voiced their opinion. But that was in December. We're now coming into March. Is she going to... Is she still going to be working there?
Personally, I personally don't feel that. I think she's already kind of just... I want to say, like, fed up and just, I think that the others that don't like her is what I'm seeing with that. So it's kind of something that that seems, like, aggressive to me. I don't know why, but she seems aggressive is what I'm feeling. And the environment is, like, very just heavy. And I feel like she is. Okay, that's weird. The hangman card just popped up, so she seems like she's tied down, and she's not getting paid for what she's worth. So, yeah. But that's what I'm sensing right here and now. So,
you see it happening?
But I see that things are a little different, so that's what I'm seeing right now. I see things differently. So I don't, for you to be concerned about anything right here and now. So you're fine right now.
Thank you very much. But how about if she can get fired?
Well, I think she's going to, they're going to resign. This is what I got, resigned, which means they're going to move her somewhere else. She's not going to be there. She'll probably still be with the corporate, but she's going to resign to go to a different department. She's going to be transport, like transferred to something else.
How long?
I think within the next week or two is what I see, within the next week or two. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing within the week or two, yeah, within the next week.
What about my promotion? Do you see that? Any type of promotion?
Hold on.
Sorry.
I would say there is a promotion, but you gotta work hard to maintain your mentality and just do what you're told. If not, to do more things that they wouldn't ask of you. And I do feel that within the, okay, that was weird, I just got lightheaded. Okay, all right, I got the message. So that's what I was feeling, that, yeah, I do feel that you will get that promotion. But just keep doing what you're doing. And I was going to ask you, have you, how long, let me ask, can you ask? I want to say probably by, they're telling me next month. It's going to be very close, but it's going to be what they're saying more next month. But I think if you get it sooner, I wouldn't be surprised. Because we're almost at the end of February, not totally, but we're there. So I would say beginning of March is what I'm seeing with that one.
Yes, I'm sorry to interrupt. Did you have a question?
We've still got time, yeah, as long as the bell doesn't ring. So, go ahead.
So, it's a good kind of question, yeah. I'm a family member that, do you think that I'm going to be, just going to be able to sell the house? Yes or no?
Are they going to sell the house? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. She told me. But is she really complying with it?
Well, they're working on the paperwork, so... They're working the things out, and they're actually arguing because they're already bitching. Well, I'm going to get this. No, you're going to get that. You're going to get this. No, I'm going to get that. So, yeah. So, I want to say, yes, I do want to say that they will sell the house, but it's going to take probably within 3 months because they have to deal with a lawyer. And I'm being told that someone's going to call in a lawyer. So I want to say within probably... I want to say by May timeframe.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. That's good, Chris. Because, you know, I was thinking about a lawyer, so look how accurate you are. Oh, my God.
All right, then.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, one more question.
You're welcome.
One more question, please. So my male friend, do you see him coming to help me with the situation? Do you see him coming, like, in with the next few months? Because there's a lot of things that are going to happen in my life. This year is going to be so wacko.
I want to say yes.
No way.
So that's what I'm being told. So, yeah, that's what I'm being told. So, yeah, I don't see why not.
Really?
I think
one
he's going to get himself that.
I'm sorry?
Hold on.
Sorry to interrupt you.
I'm
Thank you.
To get I'm just seeing if I can get a month because I'm not getting anything right now. Hold on. What month is it? Okay, I'm getting April.
Wow.
Okay, so that's what I'm told to tell you right here and now. So, but things can change depending on how much, you know, he comes around. So yeah.
Thank you, Chris. You got the attorney correct. God bless you. Thank you for helping. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Oh, wow. Hey. How are you, Chris?
fine, man. I'm just doing great.
Is your night job an opera singer?
No, ma'am. I just have a sense of humor because when I do reading songs come in, I just do messages and I get a lot of messages and I do a lot of stuff that people don't see. Like I create a chat room with my, you know, and there's a lot of people that support me and we're always on the phone talking and we're always talking about some paranormal stuff. So I'm always like doing readings. You know, a lot of people don't see it on Facebook. So it's kind of just, you know, in the moment. So a lot of people don't really see what I do, but I do a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you, thank you. I want to ask you, do you see me selling anything in the next, you know, close to the future?
I don't want to put time on this.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. You're asking about selling?
Yes. I am in an industry where I sell big ticket items. I'm sorry?
No, I'm picking up stuff.
Oh.
Well, right now, what I was saying, if you're going to sell any stuff right now, not right now, not anytime soon, I would say probably, I want to say probably by April.
Oh, really?
May. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, so go ahead.
There's somebody that just contacted me, and they're going to go look at something that I have for sale, and they're
mm-hmm.
taking somebody else, and
mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's those two guys. That would be very nice indeed, if it were to happen. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I would say that just as long as you manifest and put that energy out there, I can see it doing that. So, but I'm being told the word of mouth, and I would recommend getting flyers and start putting your business number. If you don't have one, I would say start advertising.
I work on a grand scale, so that's already done. That's already taken care of. Thank you.
Just saying, I would say get a flyer still. It doesn't matter. I would say still get flyers. That's what I'm being told. So that's what I'm being told.
Okay.
So as far as that's concerned, I do see it being sold probably by April, May. And is it the males that would help you? Okay, so I'm going to ask you, is it the males that are going to do it? I'm being told that the males are going to, they're going to spread the word around. And I just know that the males are going to have a major impact of to make you sell things, and then that's how they're going to promote you. So that's what I'm seeing right now at the moment.
Okay. Thank you. So
you're welcome.
Looking out into my future, do you see it very steady? Like stable, because that's what I'm manifesting.
Well, I've been saying it's very, very kind of easy going. To me, it's very smooth. And I don't feel anything that's going to be very hectic. I feel for you, I keep getting anxiety and like overwhelming. And I feel like you're really concerned because things have been kind of slowing down to everything that's going on. But I'm being told that there's something about the word season. The time of the season is very important. I would say more of spring-like, which is funny I said that because I kept seeing March. So I think that, due to the coldness and stuff like that, I want to say like during the springtime is when you're going to start bringing up sales. And you're going to have more clientele than more than what you can handle.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, and also, Chris, I am saying prayers for what's going on in the world. because there's something mm-hmm. happening right now in one of the mm-hmm. two countries.
Yes, I know that. I'm very aware of that.
I know you are.
Yeah.
So do you see it calming down?
Personally, no. I don't see it yet. I actually seen that we're going to retaliate. I see that we're going to go to war. And I see the word revolution.
I feel
that just because we're going to war, I don't even know why I'm about to say this, but I feel that there's a distraction with the war. So while that shit's going on, there's going to be something else coming our way. So all I can say is just put your prayers out there for everyone. But I see that as a major distraction. So there is something else coming. I can't figure out what it is. And then it's been nudging me because I've been feeling this since yesterday. Because it was 2-2-2-2-2-2-2, you know. So there is a lot of change is what I'm seeing with that. So just put the positive energy and maybe, just maybe, we can change things by manifesting and working as a team. And that's what's so important, that people don't work as teams anymore. So I think if we put enough positive energy, we can change the outcome. But one person cannot do it. We all have to work together. So, but yes, I do see things are going to escalate. And with the revolution, I see prices going higher. Like gas prices going higher, food's going higher, the oil is going to go higher. So hopefully I'm wrong, but every time that I say things like this, it always comes out dead on. So, but thank you for praying for everyone, and that's what I've been doing too. So much love to you, and I hope things start picking up for you, and I want to say like summertime for you.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, thanks. Hey, take care. Thank you, Ken. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. All right. Lovely. We're going to take another little break because we can. And when I say because we can, it means usually that there's nobody there. If we had a big cork here, then I wouldn't be doing what we're doing. And I'll probably just carry on with the course, but... it's nice to be able to take a break when we can. So we're still looking for callers. If you're out there, you want to call in, because we're only here for 1 hour this evening, you know. We can reset the clock if necessary. And we have done. And the show we had last week with Chris, we reset the clock and we reset the minute. And we did a 90-minute for you. You know, we can even go back to 2 hours, which is what we pay for. But we need the loyalty. We need the callers. And most of all, the support. Yeah, because without that, the shows can't continue. So the support, obviously... the caller, and you know, support without the callers is no support at all. Okay, but if the callers are not in the call queue and we're getting support regardless, then I suppose, yeah, that's okay, we can carry on. But we're not getting either at the moment.
Away from me when all I can do is watch you leave. The dishes are alive.
All right, never mind. We had a caller, and obviously we played music in between to try and drum up callers. It seemed to me that the caller was listening to the show page at the same time, and that's not such a good thing. You know, if you've got the show page open and you're listening to the show page at the same time, then obviously you'll hear the music and I'm trying to talk to you. You're not hearing me. Even if it's on very, very low, it doesn't matter how low it is, you're going to get feedback down your phone line. Yeah? And you can have it on as quiet as you like. If you are in the same room and you are listening to yourself, you are going to hear your own voice and you are going to get feedback. And the strange thing is, no matter how low that volume is on that piece of equipment, it will still sound louder down your phone. Yeah, because sound waves travel. Yeah, I can't really explain that. Sound waves travel, and because sound waves travel through the ether, so to speak, then it is amplified. So your phone will pick that up and amplify it anywhere up to 10 times louder than the volume on where you're listening. Yeah? And to try and explain that to somebody who doesn't know, it's a bit daunting, you know. But what we will do then in that case, until we get another caller, we'll carry on with the music. We've got nothing else to do. I'm tempted to have a karaoke. Get everybody joining in with the music. Why not? Oh, I don't know. Want another one then? Okay, so we'll carry on then. Let's see what we've got. We'll carry on until somebody calls. So when somebody calls, the music stops. It's a bit like pass the parcel, isn't it? Okay then, right, just 21 minutes then off our other show this evening, which means that if you call in now we can fit two people, but the likelihood of somebody calling, I really don't know, we'll play one more piece of music, which gives you an opportunity to call in. You will be the last call of the show. If nobody calls after the piece of music, we'll say goodnight to Chris. Okay, you'll be warned. Oh, what can we play? What can we play? What can we play? Okay, let's see what we're going to do. Oh, go on then. I think what we're going to do is we're going to change everything, and I'll sort out some songs out of my 3,000 and odd, and we won't call it Psychic Choice Radio anymore. We'll call it Ken's Choice Radio, and we'll play nothing but music all night. How's that? Yeah, it could happen, you know. There's 3,000 tunes out there. But everybody wants the modern stuff now, don't they? So that might not work. All right, then we're going to say goodnight to Chris because it hasn't happened. So we're going to let Chris go until Friday. No show tomorrow evening, ladies and gents, because Bryn has to go and have some more treatment, so being back with us hopefully next week. So we're going to say goodnight to Chris then.
Hi. Good night, everyone. Hopefully y'all call in next time.
Next show.
So, yeah, for the next show. So, I mean, the way I see it is that, you know, mark it on your calendars, Wednesdays and Fridays. I know that some of you like listening to the show, but if you really need guidance, I would recommend getting a reading done because that's just what I'm feeling. But, I mean, that's just how it works. So just That's all I got to say, and just be careful and be safe, and much love to you, everyone supporting. Good night, everyone.
Okay, thanks, Chris. And we'll catch Chris on Friday evening. Hopefully things will be better, and we'll have a call. But I don't know what people do on a Wednesday night in the States, but they're certainly not calling into this show this evening, but okay. Thank you all those that did call, and good night. God bless to you all.